The following is a paid advertisement of St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedics. References to any specific product, services, or entity does not constitute an endorsement or recommendation by St. Anthony Hospital, Carroll Broadcasting, or its advertisers. The views expressed by the host or guests are their own, and their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. Welcome to the St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedic Show with Dr. Richard Godding. Dr. Godding specializes in joint preservation, reconstruction, and replacement surgery, and brings over 25 years of orthopedic excellence to St. Anthony Hospital and to the Carroll area. For more information about Dr. Godding, his practice, or St. Anthony Orthopedics, go to stanthonyhospital.org or make an appointment by calling 712-794-5536.
Good Sunday morning, Iowa. It's Dr. Rick Godding, and I'm back. A couple reruns here as I took a week off. It has been a crazy time. I talked about my wife had done the senior party at Roosevelt, which is a after graduation party that it's a big production at the school. It's it's a $50,000 budget, a lot of stuff to coordinate. She did the theme and all the decorations that were like printed out. And stuck on the walls, and it was a beautiful, beautiful thing. You know, I got to interact with a bunch of young kids who were going off to do great things, and it was awesome. And then, of course, then a bunch of graduation parties and graduation itself. And then I took a week off and had a working vacation. I recorded an album. Well, I started recording an album for my daughters of original music, and had a buddy come out from California to play percussion with me. Got old surfing and music buddy from when I lived in Hawaii. Great to reconnect, and played a couple shows, and now I'm back in action. But it's a wild month. I have the weekend you're listening to this, I will be in Columbia, Missouri, with my daughter, Missouri, as my grandpa used to say down in Oklahoma. You going up to Missouri? My daughter will be a freshman there in the fall, so we're going down to do orientation. And I take my girls on we do a daddy-daughter, mommy-daughter weekend every year with each of them. Well, we try every year. Most years we get it done. So I'll take one girl, my wife will take the other, and we'll have some one-on-one time, you know. And we've been doing it for a long time, and it's a great thing. And so this time, it's usually a surprise, but this year I told my daughter, well, we're going to Lake of the Ozarks because we got to be down in Columbia anyway. So we're going to go to Lake of the Ozarks. We've got a little kind of a fishing cabin. We're going to go fishing, maybe rent a pontoon boat for the day, do some last-minute bonding before she leaves me, impart that last bit of wisdom prior to her going off into the world. And it's just been exciting and just a lot of stuff. You know, my mom's in town now, and her husband has some care needs that we work on. But it's nice. My mom and I have not lived near each other since I graduated high school. She moved up here. Gonna be a year pretty quick here ago. And she's I timed it the other day. It is a 2-minute walk from my house, and it's so nice having her around. And she's, you know, I did the math, you know, one day just in my head, and she'll see the girls more every month, or has seen the girls more every month that she's been here, and will continue with my youngest and probably even with my old, well, you know, once she goes to college, and you know, you see her breaks and summers, but she's seen those girls more in the last year than she would have seen them for the rest of her life. I mean, because, you know, getting them rounded up and down to Oklahoma, and it was difficult for my mom to travel because my stepdad's not in a situation where he can really be left alone, and so got to organize people to come in, and plus, you know, she's getting up in age, and she's finding it harder and harder to travel, so. Really, just amazing having her around, and you know, pop over. I go over pretty much every day on the weekends, and when I'm in Des Moines, it's been very intense but very fun summer so far. I can't believe. I mean, it's almost half over, right? July 4th is half the summer. I mean, not technically with the calendar. I normally, when I talk about summer, I'm usually talking about when the school kids are out, right? So you know, they'll go back. So July 4th, I think my oldest goes down August 12th or something like that. Might be the 20th. Anyway, anyway, just a few weeks, man, just a few weeks. And then my youngest will go back at some point around that time too. And time's flying by. It's definitely flying by. But it's all good. It's all good. My wife, if you pay attention to basketball, you know that the Knicks won the NBA championship. And if you pay close attention, you know that three of the Knicks players went to Villanova University. And that's where that's where my wife went. And she also grew up in New York. So she's been on cloud nine because the Knicks haven't won in 54 years. So that's been just been a lot of excitement. And back at it in the OR tomorrow. Big clinic today. I love getting back and being with my patients and doing the things. And this is actually coming up on the year four. Wow. Six. Yeah. Yeah. I think it'll be year six since I've had my shoulder done with a Regeneten. So the Regeneten, again, is that patch that we use for partial thickness rotator cuff tears. And I was at the point where, I mean, I couldn't do a push-up. And this will lead into a broader conversation. First, I'll talk about that, the Regeneten and the other option that we have now, the Anika patch. So the Regeneten patch, you're able to put in on a partial thickness rotator cuff tear, which is what I had. Excuse me, I have a little bit of a cold, I guess. It doesn't feel like I do, but anyway. So the Regeneten patch we put in through the scope, and it thickens up your rotator cuff without having to. So rotator cuffs, the rotator cuff are the tendons that go around the ball of the shoulder, and they move it around, right? They rotate it and move it in other directions as well. But they anyway, just call it the rotator cuff because some of them are just rotators, and some of them actually rotate, but also can move the arm up and down. So I couldn't do push-ups. It was waking up at night because of the pain. So I had this done 6 years ago, arthroscopic surgery, 2 days in a sling. I was back in the operating room doing small cases in 10 days and doing bigger cases in 3 or 4 weeks. You know, where, you know, like the more physically taxing, the joint replacements and stuff like that. It's been, it literally got my life back with this operation and without having to do the whole. So if you have a partial thickness tear of the cuff, you can do this Regeneten, or there's another patch I use sometimes. If you have a full thickness tear, then you have to put anchors into the bone and tie the torn tendon back down to the bone. And that's 6 weeks in a sling and you know, probably 3+ months of rehab. And it's not strong enough to do heavy stuff with for 6 months, and you're not all the way good for a year. So that's, we still do that in the appropriate patients, but I use the Regeneten now on partials and on full thickness tears to add stability. There's the Anika patch, and this is just a different brand of patch. And what it does is it does the same thing. It integrates into the cuff and strengthens it and becomes cuff tissue. But so the Regeneten is made of processed cow Achilles tendon, so it's just purely biologic. The Anika patch has hyaluronic acid, which is the molecular substructure, or the structure way down at the level of molecules of collagen, which is what tendons are made of. So it has that, but it also has some actual suture material in it. So there is some artificial material, but that gets integrated in, and then it becomes. I guess the way you would look at it is, imagine you put some chicken wire you laid down some chicken wire on a quilt. I'm throwing this out. It might not work, but this is. So if you lay down the chicken wire on the quilt, and the quilt grew up around the chicken wire to the point that the quilt surrounded the chicken wire, and the chicken wire was inside the quilt. That's kind of what happens with the Anika patch for rotator cuff tears. And so sometimes I'll use that for a partial tear. But I'll always use that to supplement a full thickness tear. And I do it on total shoulders as well, so that you don't have to worry about, if you do a total shoulder, you don't want your rotator cuff to tear, because then you can run into real problems with that. So I use it in those two situations, and it really is, well, like I said, I mean, I'm 6 years out now. So here's the other discussion. So the patches are fantastic. That's one discussion, and that's I'm very happy that we're able to use these, and they're really catching on. A lot more people are using them than were 5 years ago or six, 10 years ago. Almost 10 years ago, I started using the Regeneten, about seven or eight. But they're really starting to come into their own. But what I, you know, as you go on, as you age as a surgeon, and you see what happens in your own life, you gain wisdom into how to treat your patients. So one of the big things I talk about now is, can you reasonably modify your activities in order to take stress off your body instead of, so I had a woman in my clinic this morning, as I'm recording this on a Monday, and she has a little bit of arthritis in her thumbs, and she says, you know, when I'm doing my biceps curls, they hurt. And so then I had to relay to her my stories. Well, my hands were starting to hurt. I was doing a lot of push-ups, a lot of biceps curls and triceps pull-downs in the gym, and I play guitar a lot, and I operate. So it was a lot on my hands. So what I did is I got a second electric guitar because electric guitars are way, way easier. The strings are thinner and they don't take as much effort physically. And so I no longer practice on the acoustic. I only practice on the electric. I gave up the 90% of the push-ups. I'll do maybe 100 push-ups one day. I used to do 250 or so in a day, and I would do that 2 to 3 times a week. Now, maybe once a week I'll do 100 push-ups because I miss them. I no longer curl with weights. I use the machine, and the machine allows me to not have to grip so hard. And as a substitute for that, I started swimming. Well, first of all, I used to swim a lot. I swam on the swim team when I was young and 1 year in high school. And then I surfed for, you know, a couple decades. I was chasing waves and did a lot of swimming as well. And I used to swim at lunch when I was in Hawaii. The high school had an outdoor pool and it was right next to the hospital. So I would walk over there and swim at lunch. So I got away from that. And now that I've started swimming again, like, oh my goodness, my body feels so great after I swim. And so what I did is I took all the stress off. I took 90% of the stress off my hands, or whatever percent. It took a ton of stress off my hands. And then I discovered that swimming makes me feel better anyway. I think the point that I'm getting at is that if the things that you're doing as you age are bothering you, now, work things are a whole lot harder to deal with because you got a job and you got to do that job. But you could look into different types of dealing with it ergonomically as far as, you know, your body position and things like that. It's worth doing. You know, if you work, let's say you work in a factory or let's say you do construction, I mean, it's worth really looking into, hey, am I doing these things right for my body? Am I putting my body in the right position? And there's I would guess there's resources online for that. Just because, man, it definitely, it's a different thing. You know, I'm 56 now, just turned last month 56, and it's way different than 50. And it is a different universe than 25, of course. But, you know, but I still do everything I want to do. But I ride my mountain bike and I swim and lift a little bit. And that's kind of, and I do some hill sprints. Now the hill sprints are just, I just like them. And everyone says, oh, well, doesn't that hurt your knees? Isn't that tough on you? Yeah, but I'm doing 10 sprints of about 100 yards. So I'm sprinting about 1,000 yards. Total sprint time would be about, I don't know, 30 seconds per. So I'm sprinting for 300 seconds. That's what, 5 minutes total? It's probably not even that. I guess, anyway, less than 5 minutes, we'll say. So, I mean, there's only so much damage you can do in 5 minutes, right? I mean, because I'm not jumping up and down and that kind of stuff. And it's a bigger stress on the knees than running flat, but I can't run flat. I'd have to run so many miles just to get the same workout. And I just can't do it mentally. I just can't do it. When I swim, I have this headset that I wear so I can hear music or, you know, a podcast or something. That's the only way. Otherwise, I would just go bonkers trying to swim just because I don't know. Maybe I should try it and just really get into the Zen state and just, you know, but I do like to have a little bit of music. But what I'm saying is it becomes more and more important as you get older. Number one, you have to move. I always say I don't have any healthy 80-year-old patients who don't exercise. I probably do, but let's just say the overwhelming percentage of my patients who are healthy at 80 walk at least. Some of them swim, some of them do some other stuff, but they at least walk. So you got, you know, body in motion stays in motion, body at rest stays at rest. That's That's the law of the universe. That's physics. But what you're doing, and I always, a lot of times I'll have to talk guys in their 50s into, hey, there's no reason to lift heavy weights. You can lift lightweights and get everything you need. You're not in competition anymore. You're not playing sports. If you are, it's very recreational. Nobody's, you know, you certainly don't have a scholarship or anything to protect. I mean, you have to adjust your mindset to where you are. And you can be vibrant and healthy. And I mean, I'm, you know, a lot of it's diet as well. I've not been very good on the carnivore diet in the last 3 months. I'll just say that because things have just been so wild with all the graduation and all the planning and stuff. And, you know, last week on vacation, we were just ordering lunch every day. And, you know, what are you going to order? Toasted subs, tacos, you know, stuff like stuff that's not really the best for you, but it was very tasty. But if you can get your diet in line, you know, you want to keep the carbs low, eat good food and things like that, and get a little bit of exercise, you can just be more vibrant for many more years. And it doesn't matter what age you are. You can start doing it at 80. My mom moved into this house by us, and she has to go up and down this set of stairs. And at first, my wife was real concerned about it. I said, listen, I think that staircase is going to be great for her. Well, she goes up 5, 6, sometimes 10 times a day, and she's walking better than she was when she got here because her legs are stronger. And her core is stronger and everything. And it's like it's a force because her sewing room is downstairs and her living room and kitchen are upstairs. So, you know, it's a forced exercise. And I think it's been great for her. Now, and you know, she had her knees replaced 5 years ago, something like that. And she's doing very well. I did not do it. Of course, that's a whole different story. But you would not, from an ethics perspective, you would not operate on your mother. That's just, you wouldn't do that. But I found a really good guy to do it. And she's doing very well with that. So those knees have been literally a springboard for her optimization of her health. But whatever you're doing, it's a great time. Just start going outside and walking. Get a little bit of sun on you. The vitamin D is good. Get outside, walk, you know, pay attention to your diet and feel good because life feels a lot better when you're healthy. So do those things that you can do and get yourself healthy, and you'll just find that the days sail by easier. So that's my little thing for today. And I hope you enjoyed the show, and I hope that you get out there and get yourself healthy and think about what you're eating and what you're doing and how that affects overall your health and your ability to move around and live the life that you want. And so with that, I'll be back next week. You have a blessed week, Iowa.
This has been the St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedic Show with Dr. Richard Godding. For more information about Dr. Godding, his practice, or St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedics, go to www.stanthonyhospital.org or make an appointment by calling 712-794-5536.